Meanwhile, the war in Iraq continues to rage. 138,000 American troops are deployed there, and close to 3,000 of them are non-citizens. Immigrants reap an advantage from joining the armed forces. It puts them on a fast track for citizenship. But one soldier's death has raised questions about that fast track, and one senator has introduced legislation to streamline the process. It's called the Kendall Frederick Citizenship Assistance Act. The legislation was named after an immigrant from Trinidad. Jennifer Strong of WAMU in Washington tells us his story.
Kendall Frederick was a mechanic with an Army Engineer Battalion. He was on his second tour of duty in Iraq when he was killed by a roadside bomb last October. His mother, Michelle Murphy, lives near Baltimore. A yellow ribbon is tied around her mailbox. Murphy immigrated to the U.S. to create a better future for her children. Once she was settled, she sent for her son to join her. He was 15. Murphy remembers enrolling him in the local high school.
He had to take, it was either art or the ROTC. And coming from Trinidad, he didn't know what ROTC was. And I explained to him, I said, well, it's something like what we call like a Boy Scout. You get to do drills. And I thought he was going to do it for a year, maybe drop out, as most kids do, but he hung in there and he loved it.
So she wasn't surprised when he joined the Army after graduation. Non-citizens in the service qualify for fast-track citizenship. Murphy thought her son should take advantage of that, even though it's not why he enlisted.
Once he got deployed, I said, you know, I think this is a good time for you to apply for your citizenship. You're going to war and you can't vote, you can't, you know, have a federal job being a non-citizen. And I believe if you have to fight for a country, you should be allowed these things.
Frederick sent his application to Citizenship and Immigration Services, the agency once known as the INS. The agency returned it to Frederick's mother in Maryland. He had not checked the box for members of the military, so the agency thought he was not eligible for fast-track citizenship. Murphy and the agency sent the forms back and forth several times. As one issue seemed resolved, another would arise.
I got another letter saying that his fingerprints were not being accepted.
These were the fingerprints taken by the military when Frederick enlisted. Murphy says she was not given a reason for the rejection. An immigration spokesperson says it was because the agency could not verify when or where the fingerprints were taken.
They gave him a date to come in, like the following week, for the fingerprints. I called the 800 number. I said, my son is in the middle of a war in Iraq, and he cannot come in next week for these fingerprints. And the person on the phone said, well, miss, there's nothing I can do. These are the procedures. I said, miss, he doesn't know when he's coming home. This is the United States military. He doesn't have a clue when he's coming home.
Murphy asked to speak to a supervisor. She was advised to write a letter saying her son could not come home to be fingerprinted. Meanwhile, Frederick's sergeant into Crete arranged for him to be re-fingerprinted near Baghdad. It was only his second trip off the base. On his way back from being fingerprinted, Frederick was driving the last vehicle in the convoy as a bomb exploded on the access road leading to his base.
And the next thing was, my son was dead.
Immigration spokesman Christopher Bentley says he deeply regrets what happened, but he says proper procedures were followed.
There's no way for our agency to intuitively be able to determine what someone wants to happen with their application. So if someone does check a box, that's the way the application legally has to be processed. And when we learn of new information, well, we can start rerouting it to the proper tracking, if you will.
After hearing Kendall Frederick's story, U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski introduced legislation in his name.
Now, every military death in Iraq is a tragedy, but this one didn't need to happen.
The Maryland Democrat wants to simplify the citizenship process for service members. Her bill would require that immigration use the fingerprints taken by the military. There would also be a special immigration hotline for military members and their families.
You know, the ironic thing about this is that once he was killed, it took about 5 minutes to give him his citizenship.
Congressman Elijah Cummings represents the district where Frederick's family lives. He's sponsoring the legislation in the House. Non-citizens who die on active duty are immediately granted posthumous citizenship. Michelle Murphy keeps her son's certificate buried under a pile of papers in her dining room, so she doesn't have to look at it.
You give me a citizenship saying your son died for this, and I feel like I don't need it. I don't need it. He needed it.
Murphy says she's grateful her three other children were born here and won't have to go through the immigration process. The last thing Frederick needed to complete his application was the new fingerprints. Had he lived, he would have taken the oath of citizenship in Iraq last December. For The World, I'm Jennifer Strong in Washington.